Last night, I deleted my Twitter X account, which had 64,000 followers, something I've wanted to do for quite a long time, maybe even 2 or 3 years. The reason I hadn't already acted is because a lot of people, dozens, possibly even hundreds, possibly even more than that, are on Twitter just to follow me. Lots of people even made their account to be on Twitter. And for a long time, I thought, well, since those people are there for me, I've got an obligation, I've got a duty to them to carry on posting. But then I kind of realized that I was looking at the problem the wrong way around, that actually, if those people are there solely for me, the best thing that I could do for them is to lead by example, leave the site, and hopefully they will also leave the site too. Why do I say that? I say that because I've come to the conclusion that there's almost nothing positive whatsoever about Twitter or about X since Elon Musk took it over. Now, you could say that the site has got worse, that it's botted to the moon, that it's become a cesspit under Elon Musk. But let's face it, even before Elon Musk, Twitter was never a good thing. It plays to the worst aspects of humanity. It's addictive, it creates outrage cycles, dopamine loops, and so on and so forth. And I think that everybody who spends any amount of time on Twitter knows deep down in their heart that it's not good for them. And so you generate a lot of copes, and they are copes to try to stay on there for various different reasons. If you're a bigger account, like I wasn't a huge account, but 64,000, is bigger than zero. You can say, well, my people need me, right? My followers need me, or something like that. But of course, that's a kind of egotistical defense to justify, what is basically an addictive and destructive behavior, namely being on Twitter. I would argue that almost nothing of note ever really happens on Twitter, that if you weren't on Twitter, you wouldn't really be missing out on anything. And in order to come to that conclusion, I kind of test drove it. From I think it was April the 14th, I decided to stop engaging in politics slop and just dedicate my account to, nostalgia, posting cottages, pictures of squirrels, and things like that. I didn't miss anything at all. Didn't, if you've been watching this channel, the YouTube channel, you wouldn't really notice any difference whether I've been on Twitter or not on Twitter. In terms of actual content I'm talking about. So it's irrelevant from that point of view. Nothing of actual note ever happens on Twitter. So that's the first thing. Second thing is that even posting, nostalgia and generally nice things, I found that Twitter, even in that mode, even when I was not talking about politics, just kind of has an inherently downwards kind of movement and pull. Tucker Carlson talks about, he likes to talk about demons or demonic. I honestly feel that Twitter, like whenever I post anything on Twitter, and then I see there's been lots of replies, part of my heart sinks because it's like being in a horror film where you've got all of these hands from below pulling you down, pulling you down. It doesn't matter what it is. Doesn't matter what it is. It could be a, like I said, a picture of a squirrel, nice cottage, whatever it happens to be. There's a kind of inherent negativity about the site, a kind of almost abyss-like, dark kind of a, what do you call it, a black hole pulling you down all the time. And I don't want to pull people down. I want to bring people up, as I've said many times. So if me being on Twitter makes other people go on Twitter. Is it the good and responsible thing, my obligation, my duty to those people to stay on there and to encourage their addiction? Or is it actually to say, do you know what, guys, I'm going to go first. All the rest of you, you can come with me if you want. Don't have to. I'm not telling you, you know, I don't want to tell anybody what to do. But you know, down deep down here, that it's not good for you, that no good comes of Twitter whatsoever, that the slop outrage cycle is a negative control loop. And it's bad psychologically, it's bad for your, you know, personal development, it's bad for your presence in the world. Now, one of the little exercises I've been doing recently is, you can call it, I've heard it called concentrated nourishment, right? That's a kind of fancy way of saying, when you eat, when you have your meals, when you eat your food, can you concentrate only on the food? Each bite that you're eating of that food, can you be present with it? And it was actually doing that exercise that I realized that the chief source of distraction in my life that remains, because, you know, you want to cut away all those things that do not serve you. Cut away those things that no longer serve you, okay? I would say in the case of Twitter, it has never served me, and I'll get into that in a moment. But in general, you should cut away those things that do not serve you. And just doing that exercise of trying to be present while I'm eating, I found that the thing that was pulling, oh, what was happening on Twitter? And it was, just have a little look. So what's that doing? What's that pull? So I was like, well, this has got to go. This has to go. And the Elon bucks, and I was fully monetized on Twitter, you know, a couple of hundred quid every couple of weeks, you know, £300-£400, whatever it happened to be. Well, I can make that money in other ways. It is actually not worth, me being on Twitter is not worth that money, okay? Now you could say, well, you know, as a business, I run a business, you need to be on there. You need to be on there. This is the other way that Twitter tries to get you. But do you need to be on there? Really? What genuinely successful person, apart from Elon Musk himself, who spent billions of dollars on his own addiction, let's not forget. But who is on there, really? Tony Blair is not on there. Never had a Twitter account. Various A-list celebrities, basically too busy to be on Twitter. I remember Jennifer Connelly, right? She's not on Twitter. She's not on there. She's got an Instagram account that's probably somebody runs for her, but she's just, you know, most people who, you know, are successful don't really have the time to be posting on there all the time, okay? Because you know it's a drain. It's a drain on your attention. It's a drain on your productivity. It's a drain on your presence. It's a drain on your focus. And it's constantly feeding you negative outrage, anger, bad energy all the time. What do you want to be on there for? Now, you could say, well, politically, it's important to be on there. But is it? Is it? Klaus Schwab on Twitter, as an example. Tony Blair, is he on Twitter? No. Don't need to be. Just don't need to be on there. And, you know, I would argue that since Elon Musk has taken it over, you know, a huge amount of bot accounts on there, huge amount of, you know, frankly, you don't know, you know, if somebody's got, let's say, 100,000 followers, you don't know how many of those are real. You don't know how many of the comments that come underneath have just been paid to do that. And one thing that I know for sure is that my I am someone with a genuine real life following. Okay. Whereas all those people on Twitter that you see, you can't be sure of that most of the time, especially if they're just some kind of random and anon account that popped up from somewhere. Okay. Or, you know, whatever it is that people say, well, who cares? Who cares what some Indian in a call center is being paid to type? It's just irrelevant. Is it they're actually being paid to distract you? They're being paid to divert your attention over here. Look over here, not over here. But the main thing that you want to be looking at over here before politics is just your own life, your own attention span. Is this thing serving you well? And I come to the conclusion that Twitter does not serve me well, and in fact has never served me well at any point in my entire time on there, 10 years on there or whatever. Just a useless waste of time. Now, there are people who disagree with that. There are people who think, my buddy Farrow thinks it was a good idea generation unit. I don't need Twitter to come up with ideas. I didn't have Twitter before. I was full of ideas back then. So I think these are just kind of binds, really, to try to keep you kind of on the platform, because, you know, somebody else is getting entertainment from it or something like that. Well, I'd encourage you not to be on there. It's just a waste of time. Now, you could say, well, what about the business case, though? Don't you need to be on there for the business? And the God's honest truth is, I can honestly say maybe I've never made a single like sub on YouTube from Twitter, right? Plenty of people have followed me on YouTube who've then followed me across on Twitter. But I can honestly say it's never happened the other way around. I would be very surprised if anybody has bought a course from me because, you know, from Twitter. Or, I mean, really, I just don't believe it's very good from a business point of view either. And I mean, I'll give you an example. I haven't posted any political content on Twitter since 14th of April. And yet in the, what was that, 6 weeks? So it's the 1st of June now. I thought, well, it was the blue moon last night, blue moon, 31st of May. And I thought, well, this is a good time to make a clean break. It's going to be today. I knew it was going to come at some point, the blue moon. I thought it was a nice symbolic breakage point. But in that 6 weeks, so from 14th of April to now, I mean, I've had a great 6 weeks, made a huge amount of money compared, you know. So what does that show me as a data point? Twitter is just neither here nor there, when it comes to business. Just don't need it. And I think more and more people are going to come to this sort of conclusion. Now, who knows what's being said on Twitter? There are probably people who don't like me breaking out the champagne. There are probably people who love me who are feeling sad or whatever. Fact is, it just doesn't matter. It really doesn't. And the more people who come to that conclusion, the better. Twitter is beyond your personal life, politically, I believe it's a control grid. I believe that they're actually happier if you're on Twitter. And by they, I mean powers that be. You know, they can see what you're saying. They can see who follows who. They can make network maps. You know, as long as you're on there, you're just kind of messing around in the baseball pit, as my buddy Scrump once called it. And I thought, well, if I lead by example, and the fact is, you know, in this space, there's a lot of people who ankle bite. There's a lot of people who have a go. There's a lot of people who, you know, want to trash talk and all the rest of it. But unlike many of those people, I have a genuine following. And when I do things, you know, I've never wanted to be a leader. I've never wanted anything like that, as I've said consistently over the years. I thought, well, if I make a move, maybe other people will follow. At least those people who were there because of me, maybe they will follow. And I think that that actually brings increase in the world. That if just five other people quit that cesspit because of me, I've brought more good into the world. And so I encourage everybody just to get off there. Waste of time. And that's it, really, friends. I mean, I could go into many, many other aspects about why Twitter's bad for you. But the fact is, you know, if you spend any amount of time on there, you'll know. And there are also, I would say, the vast majority of people who watch this channel here on YouTube have never been on Twitter. And they've always said, well, I'm not on there. What are you going on about that all the time for? So it's like this kind of horrible little world that, you know, once you're in it, you think it's really important, but you can very easily step out of it. And there it is. And for me, this is a break for good. I have just decided that for my life, I don't need that. You know, it doesn't matter if I had built up 64,000. I always said, you know, Twitter, the number of Twitter followers I have is an indictment on my life. All right, because I always knew deep down that this is not a good thing. And, you know, maybe 64,000 is a good number to go out on. You know, that is not, it's a pretty bad indictment on my life. I could be better. I should be better. And I've taken the decision to be better. Do likewise, gentlemen and ladies, and I'll catch you all next time. Pick up a course, by the way. Academic Agency, Trivium. I did a webinar recently, which you can watch. I've released it for free. It's the one about AI and writing. So watch that if you're thinking about getting foundations of writing, and I'll catch you all soon. Bye all. If you like this video, be sure to like and subscribe. You can join the channel for thousands of hours of past shows in the archive and hundreds of videos. If you have any questions, you can leave a super chat or a super thanks, and I'll be sure to pick it up during my weekly office hours, which run every Tuesday afternoon. I also provide courses at the Academic Agency, which I encourage people to buy. Thousands of students now have taken the Trivium to improve their skills in writing, logic, and rhetoric. Just three of many courses available. Buy it now. But most importantly of all, friends, get out.